News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bot. Linda is recovering from last night when she fixed dinner for 10 people. But I'm here. It's the Marine Corps birthday. And good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning.
And how are you today?
I'm well, thank you very much, and happy birthday, and Semper Fi, and all that, even though I'm a Navy guy.
Oh, well, that's okay. You know, we are a Department of the Navy. The men's department.
Yeah. I never heard that before.
Hey, good morning, everybody. 605-4567. And I am out here with Vince Stevenson. We are out at Crown Motors, and it's 40 degrees. What's the weather out there, Bad Bob?
Well, look for mostly sunny skies today. A few lingering showers up in the foothills. Right now it is 48 degrees in town. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A better-known business, where their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. It is today the Marine Corps birthday. I'm here with Ben Stevenson. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, Carl.
Yep, get up closer.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday to all those jarheads out there.
Well, you know what? 240 years of romping, stomping glory and protection of our country and everything the country holds dear. You know, speaking of that, since we're going to have, hopefully we're going to have Marines dropping by today. They all said they would. We'll see. You know, you can never tell when, you know, it's getting up in the morning, it's cold. I'm just not too sure I want to do this. But but with the Donald Trump says, you know, Starbucks has stopped putting Merry Christmas on their cups.
Solid red cups is what I hear. Actually, I heard him this morning say he's got one of the most successful Starbucks. I'm guessing located somewhere in New York.
Well, he's got it in Trump Towers.
Oh, there you go. All right. So, and he says I'm willing to take the hit as long as everybody.
So
else
he
is.
he says let's boycott it. He says let's boycott it. You don't want to say Merry Christmas, and you know you don't want to put Merry Christmas on your cups. That's fine. Let's just boycott Starbucks.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been waiting for a while for this. I mean, it's obviously been an issue that we've all had to deal with, the political correctness, and I've been waiting a long time for this to start shifting the other way, and my say is get some momentum and let it shift, because at this point, everybody's pretty much had it. They've done with it as much as they possibly can, and now it's time for it to shift back the other way and for us to speak our minds and just let it fall where it may. So this is our chance to tell Starbucks that it's unacceptable. I've heard some stores come out and say that they're not going to have a Santa Claus this year. That's another reason to step out and say, you know what, enough is enough. So we'll see how this works, and we'll see how people embrace. And between you and I think it's a situation where we're gonna get some people to feel good about what they're doing.
You got it.
So we'll get Carl to boycott Starbucks, even though I brought him one.
Even though he brought me one, but you know, I'm pouring it out right now. Okay, I'm pouring it out into my mouth. Okay. All right. Well, you know, it's just one of the things going on today, and we've got a lot of things to talk about. And but you know, tell me when you went into the Marines, though. You
know? I had gone through some, like a lot of people, gone through some life-altering times. Had lost a sibling and some other issues, and basically, I was on my way to the University of Oklahoma and got there for one semester and decided I really wasn't up to the challenge. So went to a Marine Corps recruiter's office and said, where do I sign? And at the time, I was only 17, so I needed my parents' signature. And they flew me home and went out and talked to my parents. And Mom and Dad made me wait a few months. And so took a few months off for the summer, and away we went. So it's a go ahead, bro.
So you're just like a lot of other Marines, and that when you enlisted, that there were some things going on in your life that weren't exactly the finest, and you thought, well, maybe I just need a little, assist here.
We call those choices in life. Yeah.
It's choices in life. And speaking of choices in life, I'm here with a guy I admire a lot, who just walked in, and Dr. Ray John, and he's got his Marine Corps bear. Oh. The bear is singing the Halls of Montezuma, the Marine Corps hymn.
And a good NCO doing it.
And it's right. Dr. Ray John, Vietnam veteran, thank you so much for joining us.
It's an honor being here, Carl.
Well, I tell you what, sir, I know you got a lot of things going today, but tell us a little bit about you enlisted. We just talked to Vin about why he enlisted. But you enlisted during the Vietnam time.
Well, I kind of did a dumb thing. I was a track star in high school, and I got recruited by the Marine Corps to run for the Quantico Marines. They had just set the world record in the mile relay. So I gladly gave up some college scholarships and went in the Corps. And through boot camp, I made fun of the guys because they were going to get hurt and I was going to run.
You were going to be running on the track.
And then I went to infantry training and I kept saying, well, this is messy. I'm glad I'm going to be running track.
The part where they train you to, when you get caught in an ambush, you face into the ambush and you assault. And they go, well, you know, a lot of you are going to get hurt, but the rest of you are going to kick some ass here. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then I got sent to a mortar platoon and I said, Gunny, there's been a mistake. You probably don't recognize me. I'm a track star. And he says, the only running you're going to do is be a Kong and shooting at your ass. And that was the beginning of my great story. And in Vietnam, whenever it got bad, I'd turn to the new guys and say, there's been a mistake. I'm a track star. But
well, you know what? We're all track stars. You know, several times during our career there, I've been a track star before. Of course, how fast can you run when you're carrying, you know, you've got flak jackets, helmets, ammo, and that. But you know what? I'd serpentine a lot, you know. So.
Yeah, well, I tell you, though, I never regretted a second of the Corps. It was the best education I ever received, and I based my whole life on the Marine Corps and what it taught me for leadership. And so just proud to be a Marine. Not an ex-Marine or a former Marine.
No,
I'm a Marine.
Marines.
Although I volunteered for Afghanistan and Iraq, and they say they take the women and children first. So kind of hurt the ego, but I'm still ready, Carl.
Dr. Ray John, you've been such a fixture in our town here, you and Maggie, and doing so many things for so many people, and you're still working today over down at the Good News Rescue Mission, helping those people get back on their feet and get an education.
And it's an honor there, and especially with some of the fellows in my class that are former veterans, that life sent them on the wrong path, and it's great to bring them back and put the hand up and get them going again.
Well, I tell you what, if anybody can, you can, sir.
Thank you, sir.
And happy 240th birthday.
You too. Good to see you, Carl.
Good to see you.
See you tonight at the Marine Corps birthday.
Oh, you bet.
As I'm leaving off into the sunset.
We're into the sunset as the bear is singing. Okay. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, sir.
He's even got a good conduct move.
We have the bear singing. Okay, on the phone, we have another Marine on here. Good morning, Donald.
Good morning.
Okay.
How are you?
Lieutenant Colonel Donald Jim. I'm great, Donald. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic on this great Marine Corps day.
Well, you know, let me tell you a little bit about, you got a minute?
Sure.
Okay, I got to put you on hold because we got to do some commercials, and I'm coming right back. So hang in there, buddy. All right, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, in the business for well over 70 years, and guess what? One of the top 100 hospitals in the nation. That's right, in the nation for 3 years in a row, and their cardiac unit is in the top 50 hospitals in the nation, right here in Reading. And why? Because Shasta Regional Medical Center treats people well. We're going to be right back after these messages. Vince Stevenson, Carl Bott, and Lieutenant Colonel Donald Jim. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you ready for an all-new experience in medical care, where your doctor listens and takes the time they need to care for you? Then Cherry Creek Healthcare has the answer. At Cherry Creek Healthcare, we don't just care for you, we also care about you. We are open to partnership health plan members and all Medi-Cal patients in Shasta County. It's time to experience the medical care you and your family deserve. Redding Rancheria's Cherry Creek Healthcare, transforming medical care in Shasta County. Locate us on the web at CherryCreekHealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436 to make an appointment today.
This is Carl Bott. I'm sitting with Ted Ogilvie here, manager and head driller of Diamond Core Drilling. You know, Ted, with all this water shortage and the drought that's going on, people have a lot of questions about their water wells. What can Diamond Core Drilling do for these people?
I've seen a lot of people run out of water, and it takes a very long time to get a driller scheduled. What we'd like to do is see if we can pull a Department of Water Resources log that shows the construction details of the well. And then we also like to come out and do an actual site visit and inspect the well and see if there's anything that can be done with the well.
Now, this is a free consultation, right?
Yeah, absolutely, Carl. We don't charge anything for that. We've been providing water well services since 1980. We're veteran-owned, veteran-managed. You can reach us at area code 530-275-8162, or you can visit our website, DiamondCoreDrilling.net.
That's Diamond Core Drilling. They can help you with any of your water well needs.
This is Ted Ogilvie. We're here to help.
Our culture of compassionate, patient-centered quality health care is our mission at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Providing superior clinical excellence across a wide array of specialties is why Shasta Regional is ranked as one of America's top 100 hospitals for the second year in a row and named again as a top 50 cardiovascular hospital. We are proud to be recognized as a leader for quality care and patient outcomes, and for our commitment to treating people well in our community. Taking a kinder, more gentle approach to wellness is an important part of healthcare. We strive to make minimally invasive diagnostic and treatment decisions whenever possible, helping patients receive the best care available, resulting in quicker recovery and a rapid return to normal activities. At Shasta Regional, our physicians, nurses, and staff emphasize treating the whole person and not simply the ailment, resulting in the highest level of care. We know medical care can change the body, but treating people well can change lives.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy said, be sure to let everyone know Beth and Johnny had a little baby boy. Now we're doing a lot of kerosene deliveries and selling a lot of used and new Toyo Tommy stoves. So give us a call for your free estimate. We're trying to fill the tanks before winter sets in. The drivers have snowshoes on their backs, so they're ready for winter. Kathy's got a bunch of new tank filters and gauges in, so let us know on your next delivery and we'll bring them out. Be sure to use ethanol-free 93 and all the lawnmowers and weed eaters before you put them back in the shed. We got another load of Clear Pearl in for all the portable heaters and propane bottles for the others. Northern Lights Energy, for your bulk deliveries for home, farm, ranch, construction, and logging. In Corning, call Robin, Joe in Weaverville, and in Redding, the rest of the crew. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Now, let's return to Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight
our country. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Vince Stevens. We're down here at Crown Motors. We're down here on location, and Crown Motors is a salute to the veterans. And what they're doing is 10% off all parts and services for this week for all Marines and veterans. And then they're going to donate $100 from every car and truck sold to a local veterans organization. Last year it was well over $1,000 to a local organization here. So I'm here, like I said, with Vince Stevenson, and this portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, right down the street here, and with Espresso Joe's, with great coffee, with Merry Christmas on the cups. You can get lattes, cappuccinos, anything you want. Really, really great coffee at really great prices. And walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just simply fantastic. Any type of tobacco accessory, any type of tobacco, including e-cigs, all of this at Tobacco and Brew, a better-known shop. Joe and Shelley, great, great people. Okay, you know, first I've got Lieutenant Colonel Donald Jim on, but let me go real quick to Commander Jim Gibson. Jim,
okay,
Gibson.
Give me just 1 second.
Okay, give me 1 second to over there. Hey, Commander Gibson, good morning.
Good morning. Happy birthday, Carl, to you and all the Marines in the area from the submariners. We say Semper Fi.
Well, thank you so much, Commander. And I tell you what, if another group of people, another branch of the military with a great esprit de corps is the submariners.
Well, we're a bunch of spoiled prima donnas, probably.
Well, thank you so much, sir. And you just have a great day, and I know I'm going to see you this evening.
We'll see you tonight. And you right. Take care, and again, happy birthday.
Thank you very much, sir. Okay, let's go back to Lieutenant Colonel Donald Jim. Good morning there, Donald.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Happy birthday, my friend.
Happy birthday to you, too.
We met in a little place in Iraq called Fallujah, and we had teamed up there, and it was an interesting time in our lives, you might say.
Yeah, it was. It was a good time working with some good people. And I think, like anybody else, given the opportunity to work with that same group, would I go back again?
You know what? I've been asked that. Would I go back again? I said, you know what? If it was the same group of people, I would. I guess you could just say Marines. But tell us your story now, Donald. You've got a little bit of a different story than most Marines. Your father was a career Marine, and you know, with that, and that's not everybody's father's a career Marines.
My great uncle was a code talker, and that inspired my father, who grew up on the Navajo reservation, to join the Marine Corps. He came of age. He said his choices were work on the railroad, herd sheep, or join the service. And he said it already. Pretty cheap and didn't want to work on the railroad. Said it was all too hard work, so he joined the Marine Corps.
How many years was your father in?
He did 26 years, retired Master Gunnery Sergeant, and Korea, Vietnam vet.
Well, you grew up on Marine bases and around Marine bases your whole life.
Camp Pendleton, Guantico, Pensacola, Camp Lejeune, Paris Island.
Did you spend time in Germany, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I spent time overseas in Pakistan. My father was had MSG duty, and we spent 3 years in Pakistan with a company tour with him.
Oh, that must have been, well, back then I guess it was okay.
Back then it was okay. Back then Pakistan was a pretty good place to be. Considering it was still a third world country, kind of typical of the Marine Corps, you know, where our choices when we first submitted that when he finished MSG school was Sydney, Australia, Beirut. At the time, Beirut was a good place to be, and Madrid, Spain. And of course, needs of the Marine Corps come first, and we ended up in Islamabad, Pakistan.
You know what? How many of us have heard that phrase, the needs of the Marine Corps? Okay, Marines, where do you want to go? Oh, I'd like to go to 1st Marine Brigade in Hawaii. Yeah, great. You're going to go. No, I think you're going to go to Somalia. Oh, okay. It's very, you know, there's an ocean there. I'm sure it's similar. Okay, and so you spent how long? You've got over 20 years, obviously.
I did 28 years in the Marine Corps.
And you're going to school now?
Yes, I am going to school to be a rad tech. So this is completely different from anything I've ever done. Besides being retired from the Marine Corps, I'm also retired from the Phoenix Police Department. Did 22 years there. Nice. And it's the first job where I haven't carried a sidearm and haven't had to worry about people fighting me. So it's pretty good.
Well, I guess if you're doing X-rays and they want to fight you, then maybe you've done something wrong there. I'm not sure.
Something's really gone bad.
You know, when you're in a combat zone, you team up with people, and Donald and I teamed up, and it was an interesting time over there. It was a time that we were in the assessment branch and trying to figure out if this was going to work or not work. And frankly, there were times I thought, we're going to be in there forever in Iraq.
Yeah, that was. And right after I finished that tour, I went back for two more tours. And I got to see the change in Al-Anbar from being basically like the Wild West to being one of the safest places in Iraq to be. That's too bad, the way things are there now, but kind of like what you always say, when we left, we were winning. So.
Well, it's true. We'd won that. And I remember, when we'd go into to see the governor and down in Ramadi, I mean, we'd literally go in locked and loaded into the governor's office, and there'd be a 50 caliber machine guns pounding from the roof because we're in firefights across the street as we were going through a discussion of when we thought that the area would be settled enough for us to hand over the reins to the Iraqis. But when the sheikhs rolled in and said, we dislike Al-Qaeda much more than we dislike you guys, and joined us, and then we put more boots on the ground as we've been, as the general's been asking for years, it changed. And, I mean, from what I understand is that area across the street from the governor's palace was leveled, and they made it into a soccer field, and it was quiet there.
Yeah, my first tour there, we basically, to go from even just from one building to another, we had to get, completely suited up, and we ran in a different pattern because there were snipers, in the building across the street on both sides. And the last time I was there with the soft cover on and just walking out in the open.
That's what I heard. I heard that, that IED Alley became Tranquility Lane there. And they were.
Yeah.
We'd be getting
changed quite a bit.
Getting mortared, during the meetings and blowing the windows out. It's when you had to. It's not so bad fighting your way in. It's when you had to fight your way out that was the bother. That was bothersome. But you after you left, right after you left, though, you went back to Afghanistan, but as a civilian in there too.
Yeah, I built and maintained a forensics lab for the Marine Corps in Iraq and Afghanistan, and did that for two tours. And I was at Al Asad in Iraq, and then I went to Camp Leatherneck, which was right next to Camp Bastion in Helmand Province in Afghanistan.
And you gave me that fateful call that morning to ask me if I was interested.
Pardon me?
You gave me that call that morning and said, hey, are you interested in doing this?
Oh, yeah.
You know what? You don't know, because I was right at that. It was at that time we were really thinking, we were really going to, probably buy this radio station. And you called that morning and said, hey, how'd you like a job? Okay, anytime that Donald Jim calls me, hey, how'd you like a job? I always go, whoa, where? You know what? You don't know how close I came to taking that one, though. It was your offer was pretty good. And Linda said, you promised me. And I went, oh, okay. So anyway, are you doing – you know what? You're doing well. And I just want to tell you what a – tell everybody, what a great friend you are. And now haven't seen you in a couple years, but there's no doubt that when we see each other, it'll be just like yesterday.
I'm sure we'll be. We'll sit back, we'll have a cigar, and we'll tell lies and tell stories, and there you go.
There you go. Hey, Semper Fidelis, my friend.
All right, you take care.
All right, hoorah. Okay, all right. Thanks a lot, Donald. Donald Jim, full-blooded Navajo, and it's, and he, at one time, was married to another Native American, and so when they got out and they walked into the police recruiters in Phoenix, two college-educated Native Americans with Marine officers. You don't think he fell on the ground and just you know, said, yes, anything you want, yes, yes, yes. Anyway, absolutely. Hey, you've got something to say to somebody, don't you?
Hey, I want to give a shout-out to my my fire team, my little Marines, Isabella and Sophia. They're on their way to Prairie School. And to the commander and general of our house, yeah, I'll admit it, Zena, she's on her way to work at the emergency room at Mercy, Dignity Health, sorry about that. But just want to say thank you for everything you do and all the support you give. So, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, Marines, give us a call, and we'll have other Marines stopping by here today. We're going to take a quick break. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Bastiani Arms. You know, talk about a great little business that started, now it's 7 years ago. And during the middle of this worst recession, and John Bastiani at 2539 Larkspur started it. And he's been a success. And the reason is he believes in customer service. He believes in having what his customers want in pistols, revolvers, in long guns, shotguns, ammunition. He has shooting accessories, everything from, of course, scopes to range devices to cleaning holsters, everything, reloading equipment. And he's got two great gunsmiths in there that can do anything to a weapon to make it better. Seth Stokes teaches classes there on concealed carry and hunter safety and others. And the customer service you get there is just outstanding. And you know what? John Bastiani gives a discount to veterans. He supports veterans in this town. John Bastiani and Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. We'll be right back. Vint Stevenson, Carl Bott, right after these messages. We're down at Crown Motors. Come on down. Say hello. And by the way, today is the day that we're collecting money for our veterans for RABA. Now, you can do it one of two ways. You can come through here and drop off a check to me. Well, not to me, that I will hold and I will then give to RABA. But this is for buying bus passes for those veterans who maybe don't have cars or too old to drive. Maybe they can't drive or they don't have the money or don't have cars. And RABA is matching it. So come on down, drop off a check, drop off cash. We'll make sure that RABA gets it today. And it's helping veterans on this Veterans Day week. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
Tri-Counties Bank presents Blue Skies. James and Diane Purcell were warming to the idea of adding solar to their home, but they wanted to manage the financing according to their cash flow and timeline. That's when Tri-Counties banker Nikki Uecker and her team had a shining idea. A home equity line of credit would provide the Purcells with the monthly flexibility they wanted. Plus, with the additional savings from going solar, they could offset their loan payments, allowing them to do other home improvements, like updating their bathroom and installing new carpeting, while staying on time and on budget. It's blue skies from here. Home equity lines of credit, home mortgage lending, home, sunny home. For personalized problem solving, switch to Tri-Counties Bank. Tri-Counties Bank, service with solutions. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 458732.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane.
My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family-operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
November, the Marine Corps birthday, and tomorrow, of course, is Veterans Day. Marine Corps birthday started 240 years ago, and so it was said in a tavern in Philadelphia. Is there a better place, Vince Stevenson? We're sitting here together. Is there a better place to think of that start the Marine Corps than in a tavern?
Once I learned the history, I knew I was in the right place. So that's exactly the right.
Tuttons Tavern in Philadelphia, and you know what? And the first one they enlisted, they put to work back there, and he was peeling potatoes for the next day's dinner. And then the second one enlisted, which was the next day, they said, okay, go back there and help that other Marine. And so he goes back and he says, hey. This is pretty hard. This is pretty hard to do all the, peeling potatoes. And the first Marine who'd been there one day, and the first Marine in the Marine Corps turns to him and says, "You should have been in the old Corps." The old Corps. We talk about the old Corps, and we're going to be having some of the old Corps Marines coming through here. But you think about the history of the Marine Corps, and we talk about the battles. You know, if you listen to the Marine Corps hymn, it says, from the halls of Montezuma, from the Mexican War, to the shores of Tripoli. And we fought Barbary pirates in the Middle East and did an amphibious landing and came around, behind them. But we were fighting pirates in the 1700s.
And truly chiseled out a very unique niche compared to the other services. I mean, that to me is one of the more impressive things about our history.
Yeah, but you know what? There's more to it than that, though. It's the fact is that, you know what? I kind of thought that Presley O'Bannon, who was that lieutenant there, and who beat the Barbary pirates, came in. I kind of thought he did a good job, but why in the hell are we still fighting pirates from the Middle East?
Good point.
I mean, I thought that we won. I thought we won several times. We won in Iraq when we're not there. So, hey, not to talk about politics, but that's what we do. That's what we do.
And we like it.
Yesterday we had on Silas Lyons and the Elena Shulman, who is a reporter, and that's the first time I'd ever met Elena or Alana, and we talked about the mental health crisis that's facing a lot of the communities, especially when you get up into the rural areas or areas like maybe smaller towns and such. We're quite fortunate, of course, because we have really good medical care here. In the sense of the hospitals and good doctors and all that. Now, not everybody can get access to those doctors, but there's so many people out there on the streets and probably in just on the verge of being on the streets or maybe living at home with parents that are trying to hold them in that have mental problems. Mm-hmm. And we have a severe dearth of resources, it seems, to treat these.
It's amazing, especially, I mean, uniquely to the mental health side of it, it's amazing how much you now realize, looking back on it, how much they gave up on it. I mean, the closing of hospitals, the reduction in budget.
Thousands of rooms disappeared. Thousands of rooms nationally just went away.
Now imagine the thought of that if we go back 10 years and look at when the decision was made to do that. What could they have possibly thought would have happened? I mean,
You can go back to the time, and I think they said it was under Reagan in California when, you know, they were putting people into institutions that were needed help. When the courts ruled that you could not keep them in these institutions unless they wanted to be there, Well, they left. Yep. And when they did, that's why we have people on the street that comes in front of our studios, and he looks at the poster. The poster enrages him, so he screams at it. Yeah. And he screams at it for like 5 minutes. It's like, oh, gosh, you know, the screamer's out there again. But there's something wrong there. But there, unless he does something violent, which we hope he never does, there's nothing anybody's going to do.
No.
No, there's nothing anybody's going to do about it. But we need it. Now, if you listen to what Plenty said, is that a lot of the work they're doing, or a lot of the people they pick up, especially the ones they pick up 100 times, drunks or people with psychological problems.
Yeah. And then where do they dump them? The two places that we can least afford it, either the jail, which doesn't have space for them, or two, they take them to the emergency room, which is the craziest thing in the world. There's people in there that are seriously hurt that need help, and they got a 5150 on their hands. It takes up a lot of personnel.
And some of them, I understand, have been in the intensive care units there for up to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Until they can stabilize them enough to get them someplace else.
Because the hospital cannot reject them, and their hands are tied. And so, quite frankly, they become a dumping zone for that. It's absolutely amazing to think that this problem has gone on this long without people realizing the impacts that we're going to feel everywhere. How many of you have had a sick kid or something that was in the emergency room, and you have to sit there for hour upon hour waiting to get help? I mean, to see your child in pain or to see your child suffering and to know that, you know, they can't get immediate help, that's a frustrating feeling. And to know that things like this are the things that are actually keeping them from getting the care that they need.
Well, you know, and it is. And so what are the answers to this? So Elena Shulman did a really good article Sunday. She's doing a series. And if you listen to her yesterday, she had a fellowship down in L.A. out of the L.A. Times or UCLA. And they go down there for a week. And they pick subjects that they're going to be writing on. And they're given assistance on how to do it and, you know, research and all that. But she started out, her first one was the conditions of our rural medicine, and out in rural areas there with mental health is just, of course, it's even worse than it is in town. Lack of facilities, lack of doctors. Then you come into the town, and she talked to border supervisors, she talked to city council, she talked to the sheriff, she talked to the mental health people, head of the mental health, and so Modi's saying, well, you know what, we have to come up with some kind of plan, and it's going to be tough, and you know, we're going to have Leonard on here because there's a lot of things that are coming up that we need to have, since he's the head of the border supervisors, right. Now we need to get him on there, but Basenko, weighed in, and Weaver. Brian Daly said, look, he says, I'll be glad to bring the money to help get the money.
Right.
But you got to have a program.
Yeah.
Now, there's the problem. The only thing the mental health expert said there, at least the only thing that she quoted was, we're going to need to raise taxes to have this happen. Well, yeah, let me give
always
you
always the answer.
Let me tell you how that far that's going to go around here is that let's just raise taxes, to help these people on the streets. And it's, you got to try and sell that some way.
Yeah. Yeah. But, the thing that gives me hope, Carl, is the fact that, anytime we try to identify an issue, like in this case, homelessness, and everybody's been trying to come up with an answer for it. They just don't seem to be able to lock on to anything. To me, that basically screams that you're not really identifying the real problem. And in this case, I feel like we're getting closer to the real problem of the homelessness issue that we have, and that is the mental illness. And somebody is finally tackling this. Kudos to the Record Searchlight for tackling this and getting on top of it. And, yeah, the articles were amazing. If you haven't read them, you need to get on top of it.
I think they're still in the digital. They're available digitally, and you need to do that because – and this is just there's more coming too. And the next one she's going to do is on homelessness specifically. And I said I'd really like you to see if you could just kind of bore in on veteran homelessness.
Yeah.
And I don't know if she can do that, but so if it's a mental problem, then we can identify that, and we can so what do we do about it? And one of the problems is that it covers. There are so many different agencies out there trying to help. I mean, anywhere from a Good News Rescue Mission to, various clinics and all these. And there isn't one-stop shopping.
No. techno. And it's, you're kind of seeing it. You're kind of seeing it everywhere now. You're seeing groups starting to kind of come together and collaborate and create that one-stop shopping. One, because it's just more efficient. But two, it cuts down on the admin costs. I mean, people are getting tired of donating to organizations where a significant amount of that donation goes towards administrative. I mean, you look at our budget on the county level, and we've got $26 million or something coming in on the revenue side, but a third of it is going out to nothing but admin.
And you're talking about for the cycle, for the mental health.
Mental health.
That's right. A third's going out for salaries and admin. So, but, you know, then you look at, you know, the highest paid retiree, I think, in the state of California is a retired psychiatrist that worked for the state. He's well over $300,000. And I'm not saying
he's not alone.
No, and I'm not saying that's what's happening here, that they're paying. But they do have to pay. If you're going to get a psychologist here with the experience, you're going to have to pay a certain amount of money for that. But you're right. A third of the budget goes for salary and admin. So then, but where are the other two thirds going? Is it being spent the best way?
Yeah.
And then you look at One Safe Place. It used to be women's refuge. They were scattered, you know, and they would talk about it. And then the Family Justice Center started by that guy out of San Diego, and they kicked it off here. A great concept where they put everything under one roof, and then, you know what, they merged. And so now you've got people suffering from domestic violence are there. You know, they've got one spot they have to go to see everybody. How hard is that to do for, one, veterans?
Right.
And two, not that they're the same, but then for the mentally ill, too, to get them into one spot there.
Right. Walk through the door and somebody will grab you and help you. So, yeah, it's amazing on a number of that are out there listening. They realize that, you know, we need to do the same thing. I can envision a time when multiple military organizations start coming together and collaborating, working together in such ways that actually become more efficient and less costly. So, I mean, it's happening.
It's there. Okay. Hey, it's Tuesday, November the 10th, Marine Corps birthday. Vince Stevens and I are down here at Crown Motors. We're sitting in front of the Ford place, though, right here. Come on down. It's also, we're collecting money for RABA. And either come through here or go through the Cornerstone Bank. You can come through here and see us and bring coffee. And and we're collecting money for veterans. They're providing funds for veterans to get free tickets so they can ride RABA buses. And RABA is matching, I think, 50% of everything that's brought in so that our veterans can ride. The ones that either can't drive or they don't have a car, and it helps them. And it's all done through RABA. And our friends down there at the Shasta County Veterans Service office. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ben Stevenson, happy birthday, Marines.
It's that time of year again for the Redding Gun Show, this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Redding Gun Show, this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, specializing in all aspects of solar energy and energy conservation. When you're ready to reduce or eliminate your power bill with a solar system, call 226-0701. Off-grid and need a power system or have power and want a battery backup system for power independence, call 226-0701. Save money on heating and cooling with our radiant barrier foil and custom-made attic fan systems to keep the heat out. We've installed hundreds of solar power systems, and if our customers have a problem, we take care of it. That's why they tell their friends to call 226-0701. Customers tell us, my power bill was $400 a month. Now it's $400 a year. My neighbor's bill increases every month, while my bill has just been a few dollars a month for years. After installing radiant foil in my attic, my AC comes on later and runs half the time. I used half the firewood last winter having radiant foil installed in my attic. Advanced Power Reading, your local solar warehouse, 843 North Market Street, Reading, or call 226-0701. It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Reading is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Reading residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Tuesday, November 10th is the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Please join the Marines of Shasta County at our celebration in the Event Center at Wind River. All Marines, other military branches, and friends of the Corps are invited. There will be a formal celebration and dinner. Our honored speaker is Major General O.K. Steele on Tales of the Old Corps. For reservations and further information, call Mike Gutierrez at 524-7595. See you Tuesday, November 10th. Semper Fi.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Rain, sleet, hail, ice, and snow, it's on its way. Redding Tire Factory can get your vehicle winter ready. Wiper blades so you can see, antifreeze for those cold mornings, batteries so your vehicle won't leave you stranded, tires and snow chains for those icy roads. As part of our service, you will receive a free safety inspection on your vehicle. Come by Redding Tire Factory and make sure you are ready for those harsh winter months. Redding Tire Factory, the corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Stevenson, it's the Marine Corps birthday, November the 10th. We're 240 years old. Today, I should say young, and I, of course, don't look a day over 100, but I'm not too sure about Vin. He's up there that 180 range, it looks like to me. Hey, good morning, everybody. It is 46 degrees, and it's going, I'm sorry, 42 degrees and going up to 63 today. But it's beautiful outside. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793, a veteran-owned business. And speaking of veterans, I've got the veteran. Get up there close to the mic there. Gunnery Sergeant, well, you're more than that. You're what, Master Sergeant, right?
I was gunning.
Get in there. Get up next there. You what?
I got hit. I made 88. But I got medically retired before I...
Oh, before you put it on.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So you have to hold it 2 years. So I retired as an E-7.
Okay.
Gunnery Sergeant.
Well, but you know what? You are the man here in town. You know, we got Dr. Ray John, and we got you. And if there's an event going on, Toys for Tots or Marines or anything, Military Order of the Purple Heart, the gunny's there.
Well, Colonel, we feel blessed that we are able to. You know, if you... Not necessarily rich, but if you're comfortable enough that you can do things with veterans and their families and children, and it doesn't take bread off your family's table, then it is a great endeavor. And it's just something I feel blessed by, if I can say blessed by God, is that politically correct?
You can say it on this show.
That I'm able to do that, and it gives me, I actually enjoy helping people more than I think. I get more out of it than they do. I swear to God I do. I love it.
Well, I think you do, because ever since I've been here, you have been helping people in all ways. Marines or any servicemen have had some problems, even as far as electricity goes. You get Military Order of the Purple Hearts here. Military Order of the Purple Heart has bought a van for the clinic to be able to get our veterans up and down the road.
That happened kind of in a roundabout way. We had an old Chevrolet van with a sliding door, and we had to leave a World War II vet in Corning in a wheelchair. And I got back, and we said, you know, this is not right. So we got together with some other organizations, and we raised some money, and we bought this, and we gave it to the local clinic with the understanding that San Francisco, Oakland, it stays here. The money was raised by Shasta County Veterans for Shasta County Veterans, so it stays here.
There you go. I like that. Okay, Guns, tell us where you've been. You've fought everywhere. And well, I'm not just talking about the bars on a Longapo. I'm talking about, I mean, like
the, Longapo,
I know it's probably a little more dangerous than fighting in Korea, but okay, tell us where you've been.
Well, Colonel, this old face is worn out about four bodies, but
you better watch out. I'll tell that story they tell about in the gym there.
Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, by the way, your friend sent you sent you greetings this morning. I saw him. I was at the gym about a half hour ago. I left about a half hour ago.
Okay.
And Mike said tell you hi.
All right.
But, no, I went in the Marine Corps in 1948. And you young ladies don't believe that because I'm not that old. But
were you 12?
12, yeah. But I went over to Korea with the 1st Provisional Marine Brigade in 1950. We could not muster a regiment. We could not muster a division. I think Korea saved the Marine Corps. We were Harry Truman, God rest his soul, hated the Marines, and he wanted, without a doubt, to disband us. And had it not been for, well, they thought with the advent Hiroshima and Nagasaki, that infantry would be obsolete. And that was the first mistake. And then when about 100,000 North Koreans came across the parallel, they realized that an 0300 might have some purpose.
You know? Well, you know, when they asked, can the Marines get anybody there? And realistically, the answer should have been no. But what the Marine Corps said was, yes, we can get people there. And they emptied the Marine Corps to fill that brigade up.
Yeah, they were going out and closing recruiting stations, admin. No matter your MOS in the Marine Corps, you are a rifleman, and that was a saving grace. And we were blessed too. All of our staff NCOs, our squad leaders, were World War II vets. They'd been on Tarawa, Iwo Jima, and Saipan, and they were really a source of inspiration and knowledge. What they knew, they taught us, and hopefully what we knew, we taught to the Vietnam Marines.
Okay, so then you were in some battles there.
Absolutely, I'm a dual Purple Heart recipient.
And so, you know, were you in Chosin or were you in other spots?
I was my company got up there. I got hit in the Battle of Seoul in October, and I was on the hospital ship. I did not make it up to the reservoir, and in a way I'm glad, in another way I'm terribly disappointed because my unit was up there, the guys that I went through boot camp with, the guys that I trained with, the guys that I loved, but I was warm and comfortable on a hospital ship.
Well, you know, Manchester said when he wrote Out of Darkness, when he was talking about the Marine, former Marine writing about the Battle of Okinawa, he was wounded, and he was wounded severely, and he felt this sense of, he felt such a guilt because his buddies were out there in the middle of the fight, even though, like yourself, you were wounded. And and you still see it to today when Marines have lost legs and arms, just want to stay on active duty, want to come back.
Well, you know the story of. I'm trying to think of Gunny's last name. He lost a leg, but he still stayed in the Corps and was a paratrooper. Made two tours in Vietnam with one leg.
Oh, yeah, I think I did that. I do remember that.
Yeah,
but I can't remember his name either, but you're right.
Woody Hamlin. They called him Woody because his leg.
His leg.
But his last name was Hamlin.
Well, there's a lot. You know, Marines really are sympathetic to people. So giving a guy with one leg named Woody, I can see. Well, you know what? We're here with Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan, and we're talking about the Korean Marines. We've had, Dr. Ray John, who was a Vietnam Marine, and his stories are great, too. He joined the Marine Corps because they recruited him as a sprinter for the Marine Corps track team, and he was in Vietnam as a mortarman. So he said, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to be here. I'm a mortarman. I'm a track star.
Dr. John is the only Marine sergeant I know with a PhD. And that ain't pile hip deep. That's just a consummate gentleman.
Well, can you stay with us for a couple of minutes?
Yeah, I'd be delighted to if I don't wear out my welcome.
No, I want to get some more about the Korean at the end of that, because then you went to Vietnam after that too. But we've got to take a break here in a minute. You know, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at the Civic Auditorium. And they're featuring the Redtown Market here on Saturday, the 28th of November. And it's going to be like a one-stop shopping place for North State residents. You're just going down to the Civic Auditorium, and they've got vendors from all over are going to be there from the northern area. You know, it's going to be clothing and tchotchkes and just everything you can possibly imagine there at the Redtown Market at the Civic Auditorium on the 28th. It's going to go from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Ladybot and the Bluebirds will be singing there from 2 to 4 that day. Now, we are in down here at Crown Motors celebrating a salute to the veterans from Crown Motors, and $100 from every car or truck sold is going to go to a local Marine local veterans organization, not this local Marine, but a local veterans organization, and it's 10% off all parts and services during this time frame. It's their salute to the veterans, and they've done this. This is our second year in a row, and they have donated a lot of money to veterans causes right here at Crown Motors. And I tell you what, if you're looking for that new car or truck or that one that's lightly used, come on down here. Come on down to Crown Motors and talk to the people down here. They hire veterans. They've got veterans on the floor right now. And come on down and also drop off some money for RABA and for giving some tickets for our Marines and our other veterans that need some help, need an assist with getting bus tickets out there. So we'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Vince Stevenson. We're here on the Marine Corps birthday, the 240th Marine Corps birthday. Come on down to Crown Motors. Say hello.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Our fourth debate tonight. Here's White House correspondent Greg Klux.
Ben Carson and Donald Trump head into tonight's debate in Milwaukee, hoping to maintain their place atop the polls. Other candidates, including Jeb Bush, are looking for traction in their campaigns, if not fighting for political survival. Tonight's main stage debate will feature eight candidates, the fewest number so far this primary season.
That is Greg Clugston reporting from the White House. Donald Trump suggesting boycotting Starbucks for its decision to drop any reference to Christmas on its holiday season cups this year.
Starbucks is taking Merry Christmas off. No more Merry Christmas. I will tell you, lots of big things, lots of little things. You can call this anything you want. But if I become president, we're all going to be saying Merry Christmas again. That I can tell you.
Trump has often expressed frustration over companies using the term Happy Holidays in place of Merry Christmas. Some 63 million Americans could be in harm's way over the next day or so as colliding air masses brew up some rough weather.
There's going to be a risk for a few tornadoes with this weather system, in addition to large hail and damaging winds. It looks like the primary threat area is going to be across parts of southern Iowa into northern central Missouri.
Corey Mead at the Storm Prediction Center in Oklahoma. U.S. businesses at the wholesale level boosted their stockpiles in September.
The Commerce Department says stockpiles at the wholesale level went up by 0.5%. That's the biggest increase since the 0.7% advance in June. Sales also advanced by 0.5% in September, recovering from a 0.9% decline the month before. Economists are predicting further sales gains in the months ahead as rising demand is expected to boost confidence among businesses, prompting them to expand stockpiles.
This correspondent Jeremy House reporting on Wall Street. The Dow is down 27 points. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had numerous credit cards, and I was struggling with paying them off, so I made the call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The people at Trinity are very friendly. They will do whatever you need them to do in order for you to feel better about being in a very difficult place.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-758-5360.
The Russian government has been fighting accusations that the country operated a vast state-sponsored doping program. Katie Chiller, who heads up Australia's committee for the Rio Olympics, says the controversy is actually good for international sports.
The message to world sport, not only athletics and not only Russia, today is a fantastic message that everybody, you will be caught at some point in time. You cannot hide. And it's a good message for us and for all the clean athletes around the world.
Katie Chiller spoke to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. Former West German Chancellor Helmut Schmidt, who guided his country through economic turbulence and Cold War tensions in the 1970s and early 80s, has died. He led West Germany from 1974 through 1982 until he lost power to conservative Helmut Kohl. His doctor says Schmidt died today in Hamburg at the age of 96. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew. Rolling Stone magazine has just been slapped with a $25 million lawsuit.
The fraternity that was the focus of that debunked Rolling Stone article about a gang rape filed the complaint Monday in Charlottesville Circuit Court. It also names the article's author, Sabrina Rubin Erdley, as a defendant. The lawsuit says the November 2014 article made the fraternity and its members the object of an avalanche of condemnation worldwide. The frat house was vandalized as a result of the article. In the article, a student identified only as Jackie describes being raped by several men at the Phi Kappa Psi fraternity house. Police say they found no evidence to support Jackie's claims. Keith Peters, Washington.
6 years ago, the Obama administration set the ambitious goal of ending veteran homelessness in 2015 and ending the backlog of disability claims. It appears likely the Department of Veterans Affairs will miss both targets, even though it says it has been making progress. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Vince Stevenson and Gunnery Bill Phelan here and Sergeant Rick Boatwright, who just drove in on the most exotic car you're ever going to see, except it's not really a car. We'll talk about that in a minute. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. It is 8:05 here on November 10th, the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Okay, and we're down at Crown Motors under salute to the veterans. Crown Motors has done a lot. Now, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, because what we were just talking about with Crown Motors and Steve Roberts and the people down here. We're down here, and come on down, see us. Stop by if you have coffee in your hand and it's an extra. Just Vince Stevenson is here. Sergeant Stevenson he's hurting. Very, you know, he's stomping his feet, and I think I see a tear in his eye. We're also collecting money for RABA. Come on by, and you can drop off a check here that will help give give veterans a bus pass for the rest of the year. It worked out really great last year, and they gave out thousands of bus passes to those who needed that either didn't have a car, or couldn't drive any longer, or maybe just didn't have the wherewithal to have a car to get around town. And Rob is doing a lot of things to make these make the runs out to REU and airport and all these places out to the schools and make them a lot easier to use out there, Robbie is. So stop on by with your donations for that, or over at the Cornerstone Bank. You can do that too, but we're much, you know, I just think we're cuter over here. Good morning, everybody. Bob, what's the weather look like for today and the rest of the week?
Well, Carl, it's supposed to be much warmer than yesterday. Today's high should be about 64 degrees. Overnight lows dipping into the 30s and possibly some frost up in the foothills. We do have a frost advisory for the foothills around Redding. Rest of the week looks good. Next chance of rain will be on Saturday. Right now in Redding, 42 degrees. And the report, as always, brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right. A veteran-owned business is Shasta Gas Propane. Vietnam vet Chuck Kenny is, and a Purple Heart recipient. That's absolutely right. And Chuck and Judy have started this business. They've been married for 50 years. They had their 50th anniversary In fact, it was last Thursday. They joined us out at Wind River for the big soiree out there when Linda was singing. Great time and the great people that they treat their customers as warm friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. You know, Four Winds Jewelry is a full jewelry store. They can even cut stones there, but he's got a selection of everything that you can imagine, from estate jewelry to 5 or 6 carat diamond rings and several of those. And if you don't see it, ask Leonard. He's got this big safe, and you can never tell what's in that safe. Plus, he's got contacts all over the world to be able to bring in the finest jewelry at very, very fair prices. This is where Linda shops, and Trish Clark. Okay, I'm here with Gunnery Sergeant Bill Phelan. Lean back in there, Gunny. Lean in there like you're getting that spot weld on your cheek with that microphone. All right, so you're in Korea, and then Korea ended in kind of a strange way, but you were wounded twice, right?
Yes, sir.
And during the battle. So you got off the ship, obviously, and got back into it.
Yeah, I did indeed. Well, you know, it was. There's a thing, I think, called survivor's remorse or something. When your squad mates and your platoon mates, they're closer than family, and you want to be there for them and with them. And I know when I go to reunions, it's a pleasure to be able to look somebody in the eye and know that I did what I was supposed to do. I did what I had to do, and it's a great feeling.
I know it is. Now, you were one of the you've been one of the ones that were selected to go back to South Korea. The South Korean government honored you
and other
veterans.
They did. Yes, it was. I was at a Purple Heart convention down in Southern California, and the South Korean consul came. And he said every Marine and soldier who was wounded in Korea, they wanted to bring them back for an anniversary. And they were the most gracious, hospitable people in the world. I just could not say enough about them. And they said South Korea is the seventh largest,
seventh largest what, army?
No, the seventh largest
economy
in the world. And they say, we would not have that had it not been for you folks. And they are eternally grateful. And they were just, like I said, the most gracious, hospitable people. They flew us down to Busan. This is where I went ashore. And then we went up to the DMZ. There's a beautiful monument to the 1st Marine Division in Incheon that every Marine should see. And they were just so. In fact, I went back twice, Colonel. And they brought me back the second time.
Well, you know, the South Korean government has always been very, very grateful for what was done by the Americans there, and we're still there.
Without a doubt.
And we're there because of one reason. It's because, you know, as their premier since. The Korean War ended.
Yeah.
I guess it's at an armistice. It's not ended. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's...
Okay. And then you went into Vietnam.
Very briefly. I was getting out of the Marine Corps then. I was L5, what they call limited duty. God bless.
Thanks.
I was limited duty, and I didn't really get to do a lot except maybe advise and instruct and hopefully teach.
And
that was about my service.
Okay, well, but you were able to impart the things that happened to you, with the things that you've learned, you know, of course, through the Korean War. And
well, I think the term gunnery sergeant it sort of connotes a teacher. A first sergeant or they are a lot of administrative works, but a gunny gets out with the rifle companies and gets to reprimand, instruct, teach, and...
Strut. I like that. You know what? The gunny. The company gunny, there's only one type. You got the first sergeant. He's kind of administrator, and he's, you know, he works in the admin office. And, you know, but you have the gunnery sergeant, the man who makes things happen. The old story about the second lieutenant, and they say, okay, you've got a 60-foot flagpole to put up, lieutenant. How are you going to do it? And the lieutenant looks at it, He looks over. He says, Gunny, get this flagpole up. Yes, sir. Sir, I'll come get you after it's finished.
Well, that was sort of, and you know, a real good gunnery sergeant, the second lieutenants are not that long out of the basic school in Quantico, and you make a point to enhance their image. You never contradict them. If something needs to be done that slipped his mind, you say the lieutenant wants. You reflect that he is the leader, and that gives him. I think they appreciate that.
Oh no, you so much do. And the other thing too is one time I had my company out in the desert, and we were putting up camo netting, which isn't hard to do, but it can be, you know, it can be tedious. And I had three lieutenants trying to help, and the company gunny comes over, Gunnery Sergeant Millsap. He goes, "Sir, yeah, Guns. Do you think you might have officer's call for maybe, you know, a little field education and take those lieutenants away?" He says, "They are just slowing us down." And I said, "Okay." So I called the lieutenants over, and the gunny just smiled and got the tent up in the next 10 minutes. But, it's the company gunny. And I see you like that. You know, and it's just not fair that one man has all this. You know?
No, you're going to bring that up.
Nobody knows what that means. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Gunnery Sergeant Bill Fallon. Gunny, you know, you also are big into Toys for Tots here.
Yes, I am. And that's another labor of love that I thoroughly enjoy. It's a sort of a sad commentary, but there are children in this town with, if, dare I say, irresponsible parents, and we serve a very, very useful purpose. And I, in fact, when everybody comes to our ball tonight, they will bring an unopened or unwrapped toy. We've been doing this since, I think, 1945, the Marine Corps has, and it serves a, and those kids are just, they're gifts from God. They're beautiful, and they really appreciate it. It makes a smile on your face when you can give a child something that under normal circumstances he wouldn't have.
That's right. Okay, tell me one more time. Okay, Steve Roberts from here at Crown Motors. You last year.
Oh, just a gentleman. I wrote him a letter that I think he still has, and in one of my more educational moments, and he gave us a tremendous. Well, actually, he gave us a huge amount of money, but we split it with Master Chief Rob Burrows, or Senior Chief Rob Burrows, and his organization, which also does a lot for veterans. But it was great, and I came by personally and gave him a letter and thanked him on behalf of the military of the Purple Heart.
Well, I tell you what, we salute Crown Motors because they're saluting the veterans. You know what? They mean it when they say it. You see, like, oh yeah, we'll help, but you know what, Steve and the people here at Crown Motors are just great. Hey, we got to take a break. Guns, thank you so much for being here, and Semper Fidelis, my man.
Thank you very much.
Hey, we'll see
happy,
you tonight.
Happy birthday!
That's right. Hey, if you hear those ads for the Marine Corps birthday tonight out at Wind River, who by the way is also being very, very good to Marines, it's too late. Too late. Everything's sold out. All the meals are sold. I think there's maybe, if you want to come out and have a piece of cake, it's okay, and dance.
But you know, you can all, still, you can say a little prayer for our troops that are deployed.
Right.
And thank you very much, Colonel. God bless, and Semper Fidelis.
Semper Fidelis.
Happy birthday, Marines.
We'll be right back after these messages.
This is Carl Bott. Join Crown Motors and their salute to the veterans. From October 27th through Veterans Day, November 11th, there will be a 10% discount for all parts and labor in their service department for our veterans with proof of service. Additionally, on November 10th and 11th, $100 from every car purchase will be donated to two local veterans organizations. Linda and I will be at Crown Motors November 10th and 11th from 7 to 9 a.m. to celebrate their salute to the veterans. Crown Motors and CrownMotorsReading.com. Crown Motors, a salute to those who have served.
During the holiday season at Wellgate Sports Club, we want to give you the gift of health and fitness. Hi, I'm Rich Novelli, President and COO of Wellgate Sports Club. For a limited time, we are offering no dupes until 2016. So call today at 768-1205 for your personal tour. At Wellgate Sports Club, you will experience exceptional every day. At Wellgate Sports Club, we wish all of you a happy and healthy holiday season.
Orchard Nutrition Center's creed is their promise, to offer only the highest quality products that follow strict manufacturing guidelines, because you deserve to live life to the fullest. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition has always believed that we are all in it together, because the food you eat is a lot more than just a daily activity. The things you consume affect every aspect of your life. Orchard Nutrition Center hosts many exciting educational events throughout the year, including seminars each month featuring experts who present the latest information on a variety of health and nutritional topics. The main focus is on helping you understand how your body works and how to live healthy. These seminars are a great way to learn interesting information in person, and there's always an opportunity to ask questions and really get clarification from the experts. Bring your friends and family. Reservations are not required, but seating is limited. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook for seminar schedules, speakers, and topics. Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly, local, whole food store.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
NorCal Limo, the ultimate in luxury limousines.
This is Jamie with NorCal Limousine. Here at NorCal Limo, we specialize in group transportation, birthday parties, proms, weddings, Manton wine tours, ladies' night out, guys' night out, Christmas light tours, concerts, and we service all the major airports. Don't worry about parking fees and wasted gas money. NorCal Limo will pick you up and take you anywhere in the North State area. Packages start at $150. Enjoy the finest in expertise and precision with the newest limo in town. Check out our website at www.norcallimo.com or give us a call at 276-8851.
Licensed and insured, TCP 31143.
Thanks for joining Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 with Carl Bott and Vin Stevenson right down here at Crown Motors. Down here in Salute to the Veterans at 300 East Cypress Way. It's November 10th, the Marine Corps birthday. So we're going to be here today, of course, for the Marine Corps birthday, and we've been talking to Marines. And we're going to be here tomorrow for Veterans Day. Because Crown Motors has got Salute to the Veterans, and as you just heard Gunnery Sergeant Bill Filan say, is that Crown Motors donated a lot of money last year to two of our organizations here, the Homeward Bound and the Military Order of the Purple Heart. And they did this because they're donating from every car or truck sold, they're donating $100. Plus, all parts and services get 10% off here during this week, during this Veterans Week here at Crown Motors. And we're also collecting money, if you're coming through here, to give us some money for RABA, for the for tickets for veterans to ride the buses. And if you can't come down here to Crown, make sure you hit it over to Cornerstone Bank. But if you can, just stop by and say hello and drop off check, money, orders, all the quarters you've collected for 2 years, everything you could possibly have there. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by View 202, and the brunch at View 202 goes from, of course, about 10:30 from whenever they open until 2 o'clock is the brunch. Wine is half off during brunch. And Linda sings with her jazz ensemble from 11 to 1 every Sunday at View 202 out on the veranda. And you have beautiful days like this. You get the ambiance of the river and the view. And then, of course, great music. But you got to give them a call. Give them a call at View 202 to make reservations for this Sunday for Linda singing out there. All right. You know, we've been sitting here talking to Marines of all types and ages and ranks. And here comes Sergeant Rick Boatwright, comes rolling in here. And what did you just drive in here, Rick?
Well, it's a
you
got to
get in close.
It's a Polaris Slingshot. It's a registered as a motorcycle. It's got three wheels. Drives like a car. A lot of fun. We found out this morning it doesn't do real good on wet pavement. I had it sideways twice coming in today. But
well, maybe if you had tread on your tires. You know, I mean, most people have that.
It just has more power than it does tire is the problem.
Okay, now this is set up in such a way that it's got two wheels up front, like you said, but it's wide. And you sit in two seats side by side, and it looks kind of like, you can almost say it's like a dune buggy, right?
Correct. Other than it's not well suited to that,
yeah,
but yes, you could.
I mean, it kind of reminds you of that because it's got one tire in the back. And do you have to wear a helmet with this?
No, we do not. There's some weird regulations in the California vehicle code about helmets in these things. Some states are requiring helmets, but California at this time is not. I do wear a helmet when it's chilly and my ears start to get numb, but. Other than that, that's not required.
Yeah, now, did I see your beautiful wife driving this the other day when she came to the meeting, right?
Yeah, every time I'm not around, she grabs it and runs with it. So
I said, do you have to wear a helmet? She goes, no. And then I see you driving with a helmet. And I went, oh, okay. You know, okay, that makes sense because, you know, it's cold out there. It's, yeah. You know, and so, but, okay, this is called the what now?
Polaris Slingshot.
All right. Okay. Rick Boatwright, you may not know him, but if you've ever been to a ceremony, out at IGO or almost anywhere, you'll see a color guard of Marines. And Rick is the one that heads this up and has with Semper Fi too and has been doing this for how long?
I think we're going on about 6 years now, maybe a little more. We actually started with the cemetery doing funeral services, but we got so many requests for related services that the colors were a natural offshoot. And first time I ever did colors, I had the best case of goosebumps you ever saw. Nothing will hit you like having a room full of people stop and shut up long enough to watch the flag go by. Once that happens, it's hard to quit.
Well, it does, but, you know, and you all are so professional and, you know, you do it so correctly. And it always is perfect. And it brings people to their feet. Of course, they're standing anyway, but you just are just locked into attention because you're just proud to have that flag go by and with these four Marines.
It's kind of grown into a thing where not only do we do the colors, but we also take pride in a little bit of the history of behind it. And when we're given an opportunity to do this for schools and the like, it's a joy because in this county, we see a lot more patriotism in the schools than what we do in some places we hear about. And there's still some good teachers out there that are willing to teach the kids about patriotism and the flag and respect. And it all boils down to respect. I mean, the whole world's losing that. And if we can help foster just a little bit of it, it's a good thing.
Well, we were just talking about the Marine Corps Ball. And, you know, the Marine Corps Ball has evolved a lot here over the last few years. In the sense of before, it was kind of it was kind of almost hit and miss on the things we did, but now it's as close to coming out of the Marine Corps landing plan as manual as possible.
Well, it for in a lot of places here included, it was more like a formal dinner than actually a formal Marine Corps celebration. The problem there is that it takes manpower and it takes training to pull that formal part of it off, and a lot of areas just don't have the facilities to get that. Step made. We were lucky. We've got some motivated people, and for us to do the ceremony is just, I mean, we do it out of pure joy. We love it, and I do have to put a small plug in, though. We are in need of people, and if there's anybody out there that would be interested in joining our unit.
This is Semper Fi, too.
Yes, sir. At many different levels. I mean, we have a lot of job not really jobs, but we have openings for people to step in and help us out. So I don't know if this is okay with you, but
sure.
If they contacted the station,
oh yeah,
that would be a better contact point. Anyway, we just need some folks to help us because we have issues with some of the Marines are getting a little older, and it's just hard to keep everybody lined up all the time for all our requests. We get way more requests than we're able to cover, and that's painful for us to ever have to turn anybody down.
So what you do is just give us a call at the station, 605-4565. And if you're interested in it, now what he's talking about is being part of that color guard or being some of the support of the color guard. You've got to meet the height and weight requirements and hair requirements of a Marine if you're going to wear the uniform. Now, do y'all provide the uniform?
No, I wish we could. But
yeah. So they provide your own blues in this.
We do have uniform parts that we help people with, but we're not set up at this point to be able to provide a complete uniform.
Okay. So if you're interested in this and you think, well, gosh, you know, but you have to have been a Marine, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Honorably served.
Honorably served Marine. Yeah, I know. A lot of these soldiers like come in. Gosh, what happened? Well, can you bring in like a Navy guy, a sailor?
We have had discussions about a joint service color guard for different services. The only downside is making sure we can get everybody to train. And not to take this wrong, but we set certain standards, and we need people to be able to meet those standards.
There's nothing wrong with having standards, my friend. All right. Sergeant Rick Boatwright, who is Semper Fi II, and also Master Sergeant Cleary is here. Hey, buddy.
Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. Why don't you come on over here and sit down here? We've got to take a quick break. I'm here with Vince Stevenson. Vince, you know, you've been here, and you've seen this a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the whole idea of the standards, I think, is something that, you know, we're starting to see a shift back. Everybody's starting to realize that this whole political correctness thing is come and gone, and it's one of those scenarios that we're moving away from it, getting back to people speaking their mind, getting back to people being honest. And now it becomes a situation where people recognize that the standards and the reality of what is good in people is something that needs to be recognized and needs to be considered as something unique. And so it's nice to see that people feel comfortable recognizing the work that people put into different things. And look at the Marine Corps Ball. What a wonderful, wonderful group of people that put it on and go to all the work to make it happen.
You know, it's incredible. The bagpipers are going to be there. We've got Lou White and his band have volunteered their time to be there, to be able to play. Because it's for a ball, you got to have music, right? And, you know, we've got Major General O.K. Steele as our guest of honor. He's going to be our guest speaker. And you know what? We've reached a new level here because General Steele is a legend in the Corps. He's going to talk about tales from the Corps. He has got experience in combat from as a second lieutenant and all the way up through. He's commanded divisions and brigades and has been one of the leaders in the training of Marines in the Marine Corps. And so this is a man that even after he was out, he was still, doing things for our government and doing things for our military after that, and lives here in California, and we are very honored to have him here. And he'll be with us this evening at our Marine Corps Ball, which, by the way, we've had to turn away 36 or so people because they've come in too late, and we filled up. It's one of those things about if you come in a little bit earlier, we could have made maybe a little more arrangements, but not for that many. Anyway, hey, we're going to take a quick break right here. Carl Bott, Vince Stevenson, we're down at Crown Motors. They're here for the Salute to the Veterans. For every car and truck they sell, they make a donation to one of our local military organizations. And as Gunnery Sergeant Filan said when he left, he said they gave us lots and lots of money last year to the military order, the Purple Heart, and for the Homeward Bound guys, for the veterans. We're down here at Crown Motors. Stop on by and see us. We'll be right back after these messages.
Success.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. Centrally located in Memphis, Tennessee, GI Pathology delivers results to its nationwide client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to gipath.com for more information.
For 45 years, the Reading Civic Auditorium has been an important resource in the North State for entertainment, fundraising events, trade shows, and conferences. In the past 3 years, over $1 million have been put back into this iconic structure. We invite you to be a part of the Civic's revitalization by becoming a member. We think you'll love the benefits, and your support will help to sustain its revitalization and strong community connection. Visit ReadingCivic.com or the box office to become a Reading Civic member.
Hello, I'm Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. My wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas 18 years ago with the goal of providing safety, service, and savings to our neighbors here in Shasta and Tehama counties. We're coming off of a fairly warm winter, but I know that many people still receive some high monthly propane bills, which can be hard on the budget. Shasta Gas is now enrolling some of our customers in our Easy Payment Program, where we estimate your annual propane bill and divide that by 11 equal payments. So instead of getting a $400 bill each month next winter, you could make much smaller payments each month beginning in May. Also, Easy Payment customers receive a discount on the price they pay for propane as a thank you for being in the program. So if you're interested in dealing with a locally owned, family operated propane company and making smaller monthly payments on your propane bill, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's either nuclear, coal, oil, or gas, right? Actually, there is another affordable energy choice. Now is the time to think solar. It's safe, clean, efficient, and puts money back in your pocket. Solar systems may reduce your energy bill as much as 50 to 100%, and you're also eligible for an energy tax credit. With so many solar dealers available to install systems at your home, how do you find the right one? Advanced Power of Reading can help you make that choice, whether just getting educated about the savings and benefits of solar to helping you understand all the different bids. Advanced Power has the answers. So if you ever wondered how much it would cost to go solar, stop wondering. Call Advanced Power at 226-0701 for your free estimate. Fight back rising energy costs with a solar system from Advanced Power. 843 North Market Street, Reading. In business in the Reading area since 1978. That's 226-0701 to start reducing energy costs today.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. We're down at Crown Motors, Carl Bott and Vince Stevenson. It's the Marine Corps birthday, the 240th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. The service of ruggedly handsome warriors of the sea that the rest of the services rally round to during times of trouble. Good morning, everybody. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, and I'm just almost across the street from them down here at Crown. You can, it's veteran-owned. DC is a veteran of the Navy, and it's they have discounts for seniors and veterans at Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue right there. Man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. And while you're there, and while you're around in that area, head on down the street, down the Classy Cafe on Athens Avenue for Millie and Kathy. It's like a mini museum for the military. They've got pictures all over the walls of all those who've served. Get not only a great breakfast and a lunch, you get a great hug from Millie and Kathy. And I think it was Millie's birthday yesterday, too. So happy birthday out to that. And by the way, happy birthday to Judy Salter, who it was her birthday today, November the 10th, the Marine Corps birthday. And she's not 240 years old, but she is. I want to just say a happy birthday to Judy Salter and many more. Now, I'm sitting here with Master Sergeant Cleary. Good morning.
Good morning, Colonel.
Get in there tight there.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Good morning, Colonel.
Talk to that. Okay, we're okay. Yeah, hey, Bob, can you hear us okay?
Good morning, Colonel. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Marine. I see you brought an M60 machine gun in here with us. Well, that's okay. It's a model. It's not the real thing.
Yes, sir. It's metal. I wanted you to have a metal one instead of some plastic.
Oh, you mean this is a Presento here?
Yes, sir. Oh. That's for you, sir.
I tell you what, my first platoon was a weapons platoon, and we were just talking about them, and they were a tough group. They were older than I was. And I was going, wow, you guys have been around. You know, and they used to do things like, and they're all Vietnam vets. And they come out and, you know, oh, sir, I've got to go to sick bay today. I got some shrapnel working its way out. You know, I just, you know, it's kind of like, oh, okay, fine. You know, I mean, I'm second lieutenant. Oh, okay. Well, you know, does it hurt? It's kind of works its way out. And they're all carrying like these little pill bottles with shrapnel that works its way out through your system. And it does, you know. It just, you know, kind of works its way up to the, you know, surface or other places.
I had young troops that were Vietnam veterans that had stuff in their pill bottles in their wall lockers for junk in the bunks. And they were so proud of it and all of that. You know, I got this one on this hill. I got this one in this aircraft. And one guy that had a helmet that had a hole through it, a flight helmet too, and he wanted it. And all the styrofoam was missing when around came in the helmet and out the other side. But he was so proud of that helmet, I had to give it to him. So, you know,
proud of it. I'd be, you know what? I'd be still wearing it right now. You know, just for the fact that it meant that as long as I've got this helmet on, I'm probably safe. Hey, tell us about yourself here.
57-year-old young guy, joined the Marine Corps in 67 and retired in 1990. Last duty station was the Pentagon, Marine Corps liaison for Headquarters Marine Corps and aviation issues dealing with life support, anything dealing with helicopters, fixed wing, ejection seats, parachutes, oxygen systems.
How'd you get back out here?
My stepdad, who was a retired Air Force, he died, and so I retired, and I was a contractor back to the same office that I worked in. And so we moved back on out here, and then I didn't do anything for 12, 14 years. I was kind of one of those angry young Marines for a while, and then...
How come?
Oh, I don't know, just years and years and years, and then kind of watching a little bit of the political stuff back there.
Uh-huh.
I'm not a political Marine. I'm a dirt Marine or a Marine that's, you know, go here, go there, get it done kind of guy. Not one of these hate riding a desk. But I think that's every Marine is kind of like that. We don't like riding desks.
Yeah. And, you know, you have to. And there's some that are get better at it than others.
Yeah, and I wasn't good at it. Especially being a prior Marine drill instructor, you have to kind of watch what you say and do.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I would have probably had, you know, I'm glad I'm surrounded by people that understand who I am. So otherwise, I'd probably be in trouble right to this day.
Oh, my wife says I have to be treat the civilians a little bit different than I used to in the Marine Corps. But I had the honor to serve with Webb and Lehman. Lehman was the first
James Webb.
James Webb. Uh-huh. He was Navy Secretary when I was
right.
when I was back there and. Towards the latter part of the Reagan administration and then on in.
Now, James Webb, if you don't know who James Webb is, he's an author, and he did Fields of Fire, which was a very powerful book about Vietnam. He was a platoon commander in Vietnam, was awarded the Navy Cross, the second highest award for valor given by the, that's awarded by the United States, wounded several times, in fact, had to get out of the Marine Corps because of his injuries, I believe. He was a Naval Academy graduate, as was Oliver North, and they both boxed against each other. I'm not sure which one won on that battle. But
I think Webb won that one.
I think Webb won that one. But I tell you what, he's a fighter. And he was just running for president, and he just said, you know what, if this is the way it is, he says, you know, it's ridiculous. So he pulled from that.
Well, his family's supposed to be a lot of history in the military, both
sure
the north
is.
And the south side,
yeah.
all the way up through. And that, I really liked the gentleman myself. I thought
a man of infinite common sense. It's too bad that, you know, he's a Democrat, and you know that, you know, as they said, he's the only Republican running for the Democratic nomination, for president.
Yeah.
You also are in Semper Fi.
Yes, sir.
And you've been in that for how long?
About 5 years now. Rick, Sergeant Rick Boatwright got me onto it, did, which kind of brought me out of my funk, if you want to say. I was, you know, not doing much of anything, and he stumbled upon me at a VFW meeting, and so we kind of liked each other, so we got into it. So, and I think it's the greatest thing I've ever done.
I think it's outstanding what you all do. I mean, you do it with such honor and such patriotism, but with such honor for especially at the internment of our fallen veterans, you know, veterans that have passed away. You guys are just perfect.
Oh, thank you, Colonel. We're our own worst enemies, because we do an after action and we beat ourselves up, you know, Jonesy, you did this, or, you know, right or wrong, you know. So yeah. We always do tailgate or critique. Yeah. So we're all the time doing that. But I like Sergeant Boatwright or Rick, we encourage a lot of people to come out. Get off the couch. You know, guys, you know, let's start paying forward. We got veterans that are being buried without the proper parades, their last and final parade. And we need to pay forward.
There it is. So, you know, we're looking for Marines, former Marines that can come out here and be in this color guard. And, you know, I said you got to meet all the height and weight requirements. No, not necessarily. You can get in that set of blues. They're going to work with you, right?
Yes, sir. And all you got to do is make that the haircut requirement.
Haircut requirement.
And want to be a member. And I tell you what, after you do your first one, you do your first honors for somebody, you're hooked. It's kind of like going to boot camp and earning the Hugo Globe and Anchor. You're just re-identifying with the brotherhood.
There you go. Master Sergeant Clear, thank you so much, and happy birthday, amigo.
Happy birthday, sir.
And we'll see you tonight.
Oh, yes, sir. I'll be there with a POW MIA table and cutting the cake, and it's going to be the best times had by all.
Youngest, oldest. Our oldest Marine, by the way, tonight is 103 years old.
I sure hope I make 103.
I'm looking. I want to make 68. So, anyway. So, thanks a lot. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
Hi, this is Don from Redding Tire Factory. Getting ready for a road trip, RVing, or off-road adventures? Redding Tire Factory can make sure your tires are ready to roll. Passenger, light truck, RV, and ATV tires. Redding Tire Factory carries a wide variety of name brand tires, including Goodyear, Cooper, Yokohama, and Nokian. Our tires come with the best in the West warranty. Redding Tire Factory offers a complimentary 20-point vehicle inspection free. Redding Tire Factory, corner of California and Eureka Way in beautiful downtown Redding. Always the right tire, always the right price.
Tired of sitting in a waiting room for hours when you're sick? Churn Creek Healthcare has the answer. Our prompt care is staffed with expert medical professionals that are trained in fast-track medicine. We understand and value your time because no one likes to wait, especially when you're sick. Our prompt care is open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. From sneezes to stitches, we have you covered. We are open to all Medi-Cal and Partnership Health Plan patients in Shasta County. At Churn Creek Healthcare, we provide you only the highest quality of care with dignity and respect you deserve. On the web at churncreekhealthcare.com or call us today at 768-2436.
Sierra Pacific Industries is proud to support our crew members, their families, and our local high school football team. We look forward to watching your families grow over the years. Please enjoy the game and be safe before, during, and after. Let's keep our community safe, and together we can keep teens safe.
Sierra Pacific Industries has over 4,450 crew members and is a proud sponsor of North State Football. For more information on Sierra Pacific Industries and to see what jobs are available, visit their website at spi-ind.com.
It's no joke. We are in a serious water crisis, and the city of Redding is facing large fines from the state if we don't meet the demands. Redding residents did an excellent job of conserving water this past summer, but the days are cooler and shorter now, and plants and lawns don't need as much water. We can meet our goal by running sprinklers just 2 days a week, or set your timer to 60% of normal, and be sure to turn sprinklers off altogether before and after it rains. Be water wise, water less, and together we'll all get through this.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's that time of year again for the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center. Saturday hours are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Sunday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Jam-packed with guns, knives, new, used, old, and antique. And bring your used unwanted gun and sell it for cash at this show. This is the show of the year. So remember, the Reading Gun Show this November 21st and 22nd at the Holiday Inn Convention Center.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles on the land and on the
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Vince Stevenson. We're here down at Crown Motors, and it's Salute to the Veterans Week for Crown Motors. And it's the Marine Corps birthday, 240 years. And we've talked to Marines from all age groups, from Korea and Vietnam and the War on Terror and all these groups in here, people that are in our local organizations, Military Order of the Purple Heart, Semper Fi, and all this, Sergeant Dr. Ray John, who went to San Francisco State, and the stories that he tells about how badly he was treated, a Vietnam veteran coming back just to go to school. And how badly he was treated. I mean, a professor getting up and calling him an animal and leaving the room. And what do you do? So, you know what? Most men would have just said, you know, screw this. I'm not going to go here. His revenge was graduating.
Yep. Finishing.
Hey, buddy, we've talked a lot about, the psychological things are going on in town, with mental health. Marines, homeless veterans. And the fact is that our VA clinic here is shrinking.
Yeah, there's some incredible issues and turmoil going on that we need to find a way to get in front of. We've got some Marines, we've got some veterans that we like to call outside the wire. They are out there, they're homeless, they need our assistance. And I don't know if most of you who are listening to this this morning, you noticed already, it's cold out here. And so they're cold. They're out here in harm's way, and they need help. And we've got a VA system that isn't exactly functioning in an efficient way. And so we need to find ways to get people out there and get in front of it and figure out what's wrong.
You know, and I don't know what it takes. You know, it's not money, because they threw all this money at it. If you remember, you know, when it came out, when it broke about, you know, people dying, you know, from the going to the VA, and they were dying before they're being seen. And they still are, by the way, my friends, if you don't think they are, it's still going on. And so they threw billions at it, but yet it did nothing. You know, you've got the new guy saying, oh, we've helped hundreds of thousands, and the backlog's down almost to nothing, which is absolutely not true. How can I'm not even sure how you can say that. Well, since every other figure you see shows is that backlog still at that 300,000-400,000 mark.
For a lot of these people that we hear talk about, the new CEO of the VA and so on, for them it's about running a corporation or a conglomerate. So it's, you know what, I put all these people to work and it's all functioning and they're all getting paid and they're getting their benefits. Not the people who are out there supposed to be helping, though, is the problem. And so I think the way that they judge it is truly wrong. The fact that there's still pictures of walls and walls full of records that have never been opened, that these people have never been processed, that they've never gotten the help that they need. A lot of them have died in the meantime while they are waiting. I mean, this is an issue that is so much bigger than what they're willing to open the doors and allow to be honest about. So I think it's a situation where we're going to just have to just take it on the chin and say, you know what, we've got some big issues and we need to fight it.
We do have some big issues. And so how do we fight it? You know, it's one of those things that, you know, the president, obviously, you know, it's lip service. And I go past that. I see our Congress and our senators, it's lip service. We've got Doug LaMalfa, who is actually going after some of the bureaucracies. Mm-hmm. And that's good, because you've got to get that fixed, you know, so at least the backlog of all these cases, it can be helped. I mean, they found closets full of thousands of records.
Yeah.
And this is their way of handling it. Oh, well, it's we've marked it off. But it didn't do anything. Nothing happened. It didn't go anywhere. So you've got that. We need to put people in jail. There's got to be people who go to jail for this.
Accountability.
And then maybe they'll get the ideas that, well, this just isn't a job where the eagle poops every 2 weeks and we get to be, you know, we get paid. That's not what it's about. It's about is fixing veterans. And I've talked to somebody lately about it, and they said, well, you know, this and this. I said, you need to sit down. And here's the first question you ask everybody in your organization. Why are we here? And let them get around finally to the answers. Well, it's to help veterans. And as soon as they say that, really? Okay. And then you just home in on that, because that's not what the feeling is.
No.
You know, they can say it at the very highest levels, and they can say it down here at the clinics where they're working and working and working. It's that in between.
Yeah, but you've got people that are there for a salary. You've got people there for the benefits, which is not a terrible thing as long as they're getting the job done.
As long as they're doing their job. I got no problem with that. You pay them. Pay them well as long as they're doing the job.
Yeah.
So now we're short, was it 8 physicians down here?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What's that mean? That means if you come in there, and from what I understand, you go to critical, they have a walk-in clinic.
Yep.
And so you go into the walk-in clinic, and what they do is, and they will then take the regular doctors that are scheduled out of the different areas, and then you see them, which puts them back even further.
Mm-hmm.
So you get, I guess, 20 to 30 minutes at that with the doctor, and they are just pushing people through there.
And if you've never been, some of the doctor's requirements as far as the number of questions to be asked and so on, that takes up a lot of time. And so if they can't actually get through all that, and they can't book those appointments the way they need to in an efficient manner, you're going to have some big issues on the backup and not being able to see people, and then you've got cancellations, and you got people sitting out there waiting who will not get to get in and get involved.
Yeah.
It's a trickle down issue that's really kind of collapsing.
And I'm not saying anything, because you know I've had the same doctor for 8 years, Dr. Tim Plotto, and he's a great guy. And it's the longest I've ever had a doctor in my whole life. It's this one man. I mean, he sees me. He knows what I mean. We don't go through 1,000 questions. You know, we usually can get to, you know, right away to okay, how are you feeling about, you know, do this and this and, you know, but. It's not just me. I mean, there's so many others that are coming back and trying to get into the system. And we need to get everybody into the system. And this is something you can do if your child or your husband or your father, or they're all veterans, and if they're not in the VA system, you know, they need to be, because there are benefits out there for our warriors, and they've earned this.
Well, this is truly, Carl, a lesson in resource management, because quite frankly, you lose 8 doctors, you lose this much support, and eventually it's going to put so much tremendous pressure on the survivors, the people who actually have stayed, that eventually they're even going to have to make a decision. And so, I mean, we're in a tight spot, and it's not like we're the only one. I mean, other VA situations, hospitals are in the same scenario here in the North State. And, you know, we've got issues around, you know, how they manage doctors compared to the administration and so on. But to me, somebody at some point has got to say, we need to take a step back and review this again and get some veterans involved that have a different perspective, have one that's from ground level, and figure out where these problems are and address them, because quite frankly, it's not going to last this way. There's no way.
No, it can't. And there's more and more veterans. I mean, you look at how many have served since this war on terror started, and look where the problems were having. I mean, you hear all these problems about, everybody's got PTSD. Well, that's not true. It's absolutely not true. It's about 25% of those coming back has it. But here is a true statistic. We're losing 21 to 22 veterans a day to suicide.
Yeah.
And the women's rate is 6 times the rate of women that have never served, their suicide rate. And you think about that, 21 to 22 veterans a day are killing themselves or committing suicide. And why is this? I mean, have we reached out? Is there not facilities, or is the facilities not, you know, easy to use? All these things. I mean, this is a terrible statistic.
And just to think that they gave up so much to serve and felt great about it at that point, but now come back and find themselves in such deep despair that they truly are giving up, to the point where they say, it's better off for me to not be here. than to continue the fight. That just has to be something that we
recognize. I have never had that happen. I mean, I've never had those thoughts. Hey, we got somebody on the line here. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, sir. How you doing, Colonel Bot?
Yeah.
Hey, I just wanted to wish you a happy 240th Marine Corps birthday.
Well, thank you very much. And are you in the Marines?
Yeah, I'm Glenn Foster, Rusty Nail.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, I didn't get the name here. It wasn't typed in. Well, hey, happy birthday, Marine Semper Fi.
Yeah, Semper Fi. I'll look forward to seeing you tonight.
Hey, Glenn, did I hear that right, that you're giving away free drinks to all Marines today?
It's usually quite the celebration a little bit later. I know that after the Marine Corps ball, I usually roll in there.
We may have to roll in there and just, you know, toast. You know, is that one shot for a year or what?
Yeah, well, maybe spread out with everybody else.
We'll be there in about 10 minutes.
Hey, thanks a lot, Marine, and thanks a lot for everything you do.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
All right,
Semper Fi.
Happy birthday. Semper Fi.
Happy birthday. You know, we say Semper Fi. You know, people are going, well, Semper Fi, Semper Fi. Well, that's, you know, Semper Fidelis, always faithful. And when you say it, and Semper Fi means so many things to so many people. I mean, when you say it, it's how you say it and when you say it. You know, going out, you know, it's like you hear the, yeah, Semper Fi, Mac. You know, I got mine. You get yours. That just is, but it's a salute to the Marines. Semper Fi, always faithful. So tomorrow we're going to be here again. Yeah. And tomorrow is for all veterans. It's Veterans Day, and we're going to have all veteran types of veterans here of all ages and groups again, thanking them for their services, because it is. It's more than, of course, than just the Marines. And we rely on our fellow services there.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we kid around about it to everybody. But, when, you know, it's that a warrior's a warrior, whether it's male, female, black, brown, white. Any type of warrior, and we all are a band of brothers, and it's an honor to serve this country, and it's an honor to serve with these people that we've served with. Remember though, you've got get a chance, head on down over to Cornerstone Bank and give money for the veterans and for to be able to get bus passes for RAVA, and everybody just have a great day today. Remember, it's Marine Corps birthday, so watch out if you see a bunch of people in dress blues or short haircuts walking around. Give them a hug today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. There's word the Justice Department plans to appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court following a federal appeals court ruling against President Obama's plan to shield some 5 million illegal immigrants from deportation. The Republican presidential candidates go at it tonight in their fourth campaign debate, 8 candidates to occupy the main stage in Milwaukee.
By deliberately placing the debate in Milwaukee, what Republicans are saying is they are not giving up on those cities that used to be thought of as automatically Democratic, that they're going to fight for every vote.
University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Professor Mordecai Lee, tonight's debate at 9 Eastern, co-hosted by the Fox Business Network and the Wall Street Journal. President Vladimir Putin's chief of staff says a Russian ban on all flights to Egypt will last for at least several months. The Putin aide says Egypt must revise security procedures not only in Sharm el-Sheikh, but at other airports.